Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Wrath of a Shipless Pirate by Aaron Pogue, performed by Luke Daniels. One. The bustling city of Kira crowded close to the mighty River Nell, but even at the docks the air sweltered with the vicious heat that rolled forever in from the endless desert. The locals didn't seem to mind. In the marketplace, on the streets, or even bustling up and down the gangplanks loading goods for sale in the Godlands, they dressed in long white robes and wrapped their heads in turbans. The foreigner stood out like a beacon among them. His sun-darkened skin might have matched theirs for tone, but he wore only loose pantaloons and cheap thong sandals. His bare chest prickled with sweat despite the dry air, and his ragged hair clung wetly to his forehead. He fanned himself ineffectually and repositioned his chair every hour or so to steal what little shade the wine shop's awning offered. He drank without ceasing and cursed almost as often, but he never left his post. For days, at least, he held this place, staring out across all the docks, and watched the comings and goings of every passenger, sailor, or slave to board a ship. The man was clearly waiting for someone. And then, between one heartbeat and the next, someone stepped out of the shadows behind him. This newcomer was a foreigner as well, a Godlander by the looks of him, but this one seemed unaffected by the heat. He was dressed in black from top to toe and wore a long cowled cloak of the same color. He held a sword of blue steel with a golden grip in his right hand and an ancient book with cracking leather in his left. He leaned down beside the watcher's ear and grinned. "Looking for me?" "God's blood!" the watcher screamed, diving to the earth in fear before he tried to scramble off. The newcomer stopped him with a boot planted firmly on the back of his scrabbling knee. The man on the ground yelped, then fell still, panting. "In truth," the other said, still grinning, "I did not expect such a strong reaction."
"Corin Hugh, you're dead!"
"You threaten me? I've seen the way you fight, Charlie Clare. I suspect you have that backwards."
No, it's not a threat, but I was there. Blake fed you to the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?